The Gemara Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis, the beginning of the Gemara, we just finished the Mishnah. The Mishnah had just finished talking about the order of the Korbanos, the 13 Parim, going down to 7 Parim. Everything else stayed the same during the Chag. There was Elim Shnayim and Sirachad. We mentioned when we get to the last day, the Parim changed as well. There's a whole cycle in the order that was brought. And the goal was that every one of the 24 Mishmaros would have a... I'm about to start the Gemara right now. Would have an ability to be partaking at least one animal's offering. And sometimes even there would be two animals offered. And the cycle we mentioned, the Parim were the most desired Korban to be attached to themselves with, because they had the most, I think, bang for your buck you brought back with you. So we mentioned again, there would be 70 Parim over the course of Sukkot without including Shemiyat Tzeres. And each Mishmar would have two goes at it. And 22 out of 24 would have even a third go at it. They would have three times they involved in the Parim, because there were 70 Parim altogether. And altogether, if it was three equally for each Mishmar, it would have been 72 Parim. So two Mishmars are left short of having a third chance at the Par over the Chag. But 22 out of 24 Mishmaros have three chances at the Par. Okay, we're now starting in the Gemara Nun Hei Amud Beis. Name him a Masnisin Rebbe. Let's suggest that the Mishnah we just read is the opinion of Rebbe below Rabbanim. Why? In the time we learned it, a par baba shemini, the par that's offered, the single par. Again, I mentioned this goes from 13 down to 7 during the holiday. And Shemini Atzeres is only a single par. The tchila mefaisin alav, the Rebbe. Rebbe says that we go back to the original, like we mentioned before in Pazar Kashav, and the six things about Shemini Atzeres are unique. One of them is they do a lottery from the beginning. And therefore, it sounds like it's Rabbi's opinion. That if this goes back to the original pius, the original pious, it sounds like Rabbi. The Chum Omrim, Achas Mishtei Mishmaros, Delo Shilshu B'Parim, Osa Oso. That no, we mentioned this now, that two of the 24 Mishmaros did not get their chance at a third par. And one of those two get it. It's not that it's a whole big lottery that 24 names get put into the bucket and you pick one out. There's only two names, and one of those two is one who gets it. We don't go back to the original, start from scratch, and everyone gets a chance to be part of this par of Shemini Atzeres. The Mishnah that we have sounds like Rebbe, not the Rabbanan, because the Mishnah over here suggests that you go back to a pious again. It says, B'Shemini Chazul Pious Kibir Agalim. Sounds like Rebbe, not the Rabbanan, because Rabbanan say one of the two get it. The Gemara says, not so fast. A few Lutim Rabbanan, even the Rabbanan could be. We could say the Rabbanan are the author of the Mishnah. Is it that two Mishmaros would not need Lobai, would not need a pious, would not need some sort of a lottery? There's two of them. Who knows which one you want to pick? So pick either this one or pick that one. But do that in a pious type of format. Therefore, even the Rabbanan could say Chazru L'Pious. Up until now, the first 7 days was a routine and it was a regular set order. We go from eat whatever you left off the day before, it continues that next day. The next one continues. And now we're going back to a random, quote-unquote, picking of who gets it. That could be the Rabbanan also. It's random between these two. It's not between 24, it's between two. And therefore, the Rabbanan could be the author of that Mishnah as well. Keman Azlaha. Like, who does the following go? The time when it writes to call Mishmaros, Shonos, U'Mishalshos, Chutz Mishnei Mishmaros, Shoshonos, Ve'e Mishalshos. All the Mishmaros have two goes at it, and even a third go at it. They each have three times they get to be part of the par, of the offering of the par, except for two mishmaros that only have a chance to do two paros offerings and not the third. So the verse is named Rebbe, below Rabbanan. Let's suggest it's Rebbe, not the Rabbanan. Don't forget the Rebbe. What did the Rabbanan just say? The Rabbanan just said that of the remaining two, it didn't go yet. One of those two will be involved in the one on Shemini Atzeres. And therefore, if we say there are two left out, that implies we hold like, it'll be like Rebbe, not the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan should say there's only one left out at the end. Moses says, no, afilu tam rabbanan. Even the rabbanan can be the author of this teaching. My lav shilshu bepar yachag. Sorry, yeah, my lav shilshu bepar yachag. Sorry, my lav shilshu, thank you. My lav shilshu, thank you. What does it mean they didn't have a third chance at it? I mean, they had a third chance at the par yachag. Shemini Atzeres is a whole different, we mentioned again earlier in the Gemara, the Shemini Atzeres is his own separate holiday regarding the korbanos. It's not included in the original set of offerings. And therefore, even if one of those other two will get the chance at the par of Shemini Atzeres, that's not included in this brisa. So we're talking about Shilshu, or whether it was only Shonos, not Mishalshos. That was about the Par Yachag, the 7 days of Sukkot, not including the Shmini Atzeres Day. Umayk Mashman, what are you teaching me when we talk about over here with these numbers? What are we teaching me over here? That there's altogether 70 numbers, 70 Parim offered. What's the Chiddush? Kamash Vilan, Mishikri, Parim Hayom, Lo Yakri, Lo Machar, El Chozrin Chalila. The reason why we have this whole discussion of who got the chance to offer which Parim and how many there were all together, the reason behind this was to teach us, to show us that each day we continue, it wasn't each day, you know, the next 13 randomly would be assigned, next 12, no, each day we left where we left off last time, we continue the next time. And that process, the reason why we're telling you this whole process of how many we're able to offer 3 times, how many I was offered 2 times, is telling you there's a very certain cycle that took place. That cycle continued itself. And the next day when it started, we continued, we left off the prior day, and everything was in a chalila, which is a cycle. It would be chozer back to the cycle we had earlier on. That's why I tell you the whole halacha, this whole chiddush of that 22 had 3, and 2 of them didn't have 3, to teach you that we had this ongoing cycle we left off at and continued the next day. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Hani Shivim Parim Kenegin Mi. Why do we have 70 Parim? Again, we're 13 down to 7. Why do we have 70 Parim on the holiday of Sukkot? Kenegin Shivim Umos. Because there are 70 nations of the world, and apparently, we mentioned this as we actually talked about a little bit over our shmooze together in my Sukkot this past year, these 70 Umos were somehow connected to the Chag HaSukkot. They're each of the nations of the world related to the holiday of Sukkot. Par Yechidi Lama. Why was there a single par offered on Shmini Atzeres? Keneged Uma Yechida, it was corresponding to the single nation called Klal Yisrael. Mashal Melech Basar Adam, the mashal, the parable will give is to a human king. Sha'amur La'avadav Asuli Su'udu Gedola. He tells all of his servants, make for me a big feast, and that feast takes place the course of days. Liom Achor, at the end of this whole party, Amr lo avo, he says to his most beloved, Evan, his most beloved servants, Asali Suda Katana, make for me a small Suda. I want more intimate, candlelit, private setting. So we can spend time and appreciate his company. So you have the big festivities that everyone's invited to, and you have the small after party that only the select beloved nation, Klal Yisrael, was able to go to. And that's what Shmini Atzeres really is. You know, the lashon of that's brought down in the midrashim are Kashruk, you know, it's Kashruk Lepridaskim. It's hard for me to let you go now. We had all this time together. It's our last day of time together for at least for this intimacy that we have. Let's keep it quiet, keep it small, keep it intimate. Amr B'Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, Oylem Lovde Kochavim, Sha'avdu Vin Yodim Masha Avdu. Woe is to the nations of the world that they've lost something, they don't even know what they've lost. Meaning, they were involved in the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, certain nations, certain times. They don't understand what they've done. This mantra, Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Mizbech Mechaper Elayim. Beis HaMikdash was around, they can give korbanos, the Mizbech was able to mechaper for their misdeeds. V'yachshav, and nowadays, there's no Mizbech anymore, there's no Beis HaMikdash anymore, Mi Mechaper Elayim, what's going to help them out in the end of the days? We know for us, we still have tefillah. Our tefillah is connected to korbanos tikkun. Chazal say that we don't have it. Even when we say the words of the korbanos, that's ki'ilu we're makriv of korban, we still have our way to be mechaper from Hashem Baruch Hu. The nations of the world, they only had the Mizbech, and they've helped destroy it. They've been the cause of destruction of it. And now what are they going to do? We have tefillah. I mean, it says, Torah Avodah V'Gvilat Chasadim. So Avodah, say the commentaries, back in the day was the Korbanos, and nowadays is tefillah. And by the way, tefillah gives us a certain advantage over Korbanos in that we can do whatever we want to. We don't have to be tahor in order to daven. We're able to daven at many points in our day. Even when we recite the korbanos that we say in the morning, it's ki'ilu remakriv a korban. We say in our tefillah, it's ki'ilu remakriv the korban. So we still have tefillah to be the chapara in that way. They can maybe, but I guess the avoda that they have, they don't have the tefillah like we have the korbanos. But yeah, they could daven the kodesh baruch, I guess like anyone can. I don't know if they daven like we daven, but yeah, they could say any words they want to the Almighty. Okay. Mishnah says, "V'shlosha prakim b'shana, how you call mishmar shavos." There are 3 times of the year. Rashi went out the shalosh regalim that all the mishmaros are able to equally engage and split up a muri regalim ubechiluk lechem upon him. Normally, we know the way it worked is our 24 mishmaros, and each mishmar had their week. But and even during the chagim, each mishmar had its time to be obeyed in that week as well. The mishmar that was shocked that week had its time to be obeyed that week. But all the other mishmaros could come along and partake in part of the avoda. What are the part? The emuri haregalim and the chiluk lechem apanim. To split up the showbread that was divvied out in Shabbos, and we'll see what the emuri haregalim is very soon. also the 24 Mishmaros had a right to be part of those offerings. Ba'atzeres, during the Chag of Shavuos, which we're about to get to very soon. Say again?
On Shabbos.
On the Shabbos, when Shabbos and Shavuos fell out the same day, Omer lo, they would say to each other, or they, the person giving out would say to him, Hey lech matzah, hey lech chametz. Each Mishmar, again, we mentioned, was able to partake lechem upon him. And when that fell out on Atzeres, when the Shabbos and Atzeres fell on the same day, they would be given part matzah, lechem upon him was matzah, and part chametz was the shtei lechem that was offered davka on Shavuot. Again, when you talk, everyone gets split up. You don't split up this animal, you get this animal, you get that animal. Everyone splits up every part of it. So you would get part lechem upon him, and you get part shtei lechem. You get part chametz, or part matzah, I'll say in this order, because it's important to order, part matzah, and you get part chametz. That was how it was divvied up as well. Mishmar shezmano kavua, however, the mishmar that was the one supposed to serve that week normally, hu makriv tmidin nedarim unedavos, v'shar korbanos sibor, hu makriv ezakol. The mishmar who was supposed to be serving that week had it not been a holiday, so that mishmar does get special rights. He gets to be makriv the regular korban, the daily korban that would be going on, whether it was a chag or not, and the nedarim and the davos that would be offered, whether it was a chag or not, and other korbanos of sibor, and he's makriv everything. Obviously, we're adding a lot of things over here. We're going to discuss in the Gemara what exactly that refers to. But again, there is part that is given to that dafka, that mishmar that's supposed to be that week. There were parts that were split up among the mishmars that were there. They could all take part of it. The Gemara mentioned one of the things they split up are imuri regalim. So the Gemara says, imuri regalim, shalkavoninu. That was not something that was offered to people. That was something that was offered on the mizbech and consumed. It was shalkavo. It wasn't shalahed. It wasn't theirs to be eaten. What does that mean? It was split up. Amar b'chizda, not emur regalim, but masha amur regalim. Doesn't refer to the emur regalim, the emurim, like the fats and the limbs. It referred to that which was said about the regalim, meaning the unique korbanos that were offered to the regalim. Rashi points out the chazeh and the shok of the shalom echagiga, the korban shalom that were brought for the holiday. Those things, masha, not emure, but masha amur regalim. Things that were spoken about being offered uniquely, that were stated to be offered during the festival holidays, that's what was split up among the tzibur of the 24 mishmaros. Tanrabanan, minayin shekolam mishmaros shavos bimur regalim. How do we know this? Where is this from? The Mishnah said it. What's the source where we find that everyone got a fair share in the emuri regalim? That was amur beregalim. Tamalomer uba bechol avas nafsho visharis, which means that anyone who wants to come can come and serve. And we'll see very soon that if you can come and serve, you come and you eat what you served, what you're able to do a voda with. Yachol af b'shari mos hashana. Perhaps one would think this would apply to Cain. Sorry, af shari mos Cain. This would apply to other days. You want to show up anytime you want to. You got to do avoda because you're a kohen. You got to be part of the eating and the enjoying of it as well. Tamar lomar me'achad sharecha. The pasuk says. I'll read the pasuk inside to you. It says chiyavo alevi. It's found in Devarim Yichas pasuk zayim vav and zayim. Yichyevo Levi me'achad sharecha. Levi here refers to the Kohen. Me'achad sharecha. And Rashi points that out to us over here. The number of times we have the Levi referring to Kohen, but really refers to the Kohen. Me'achad sharecha. I'm reading right now the pasuk over here. It says Torah or Shalom. I'm reading inside. When the Levi, Kohen, comes from one of this important part, one of the gates, Mikol Yisrael, Asher Hu Gar Sham, Uva B'chol, here's the part, the next pasuk, Uva B'chol Avas, Navsho El HaMakom Asher Yivchar Hashem. And here's the next part of the pasuk. It says, V'sheres, B'shem Hashem Elokav, when the Levi, the Kohen, comes through one gate of all of Israel that lives there, and he comes, and if he wants to serve, he's allowed to serve. And that's over here we're saying, back in the Gemara now, me'achad sharecha lo amarti, I never stated whoever wants to come can come, el b'shah shekol Yisrael nechnasin b'shar echad. Only when all of Israel comes together as one through one gate, meaning they do their aliyah l'regel, then and only then do we say, whoever wants to come, whoever wants to come and serve is welcome to, is invited to. When does that happen? That only happens in the Shalosh Regalim, and therefore we find Dafka in the Shalosh Regalim, you're invited to take part in that which was stated of the Korbanos uniquely given to the Regalim, and not whenever you'd like to come. I don't think they were Deraisa, at least not, there's definitely not 24 of them. We're not Deraisa for sure. I forget which commentary I looked at before, but one of the commentaries brings down that there were certain mishmaros broken down depending upon which time period it was in. First we started with, I don't forget how many there were in the beginning, then someone expanded to whatever, until we finally got to 24.
Otherwise, why does the pasuk need to even say that? Right? If really...
Good question.
Mishmar, then it's always free for all. Why is the Torah saying, only specifically Nisan? That implies the rest of the year, the snow, there actually is some Masorah.
It's a good question. What I would guess, the answer is, it's a complete guess though, and it could be it's wrong. You have two options. Either it's Doraisa, right? Which I don't think 24 Mishmars is Doraisa. I don't think. Maybe some were. But if some were, that would already be okay. Right. That's correct. Well, that's how they... Yes. Correct. So I would guess what it would mean maybe is the general concept is whoever is there to be Makriv gets... That thing is makriv. So maybe you'd say that it's like first come, first serve, whoever gets there can do it. And we say, no, everyone's invited for these parts. But your question is better than my answer. I don't know if it's correct what I'm saying. So he's asking again. He's asking, based on this psukim, we're learning from a pasuk. Is it a smachta we're saying? It's only a smachta. It's a good question. Look that up. Good question. What does the pasuk mean? So the mishmaros are not deraisim. Okay. Chilachim upanim. Good question. Regarding splitting up the lechem upon him as well, we mentioned beforehand that the showbread given out every Shabbos, so also was among the things besides the emur echag, that which is amur about the chag, also lechem upon him. Tan rabbanim, minayin shekol mishmaros shavos lechem upon him. How do we know? Before we know that that's true, that all the mishmaros are equal and that they all get split up lechem upon him. Tamalomar, chelik ki chelik yochelum. It's the next pasuk after the ones we read just now. It says, we'll say that part of the pasuk in a minute as well come up. What does it mean? Ki chelik avoda, just like you have a right to be part of the avoda, we said before, whoever wants to come gets to come. Ka chelik achila, so too, the chelik of the achila. Whoever has the right, whoever wants to come and do the avoda, so too gets also a part of the achila as well. Top of the second line. Umay achila, what does it mean over here? We're talking about eating. What are we eating? Ilei mekorbanos. If you want to say you're able to be partaking of the actual korbanos, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that. Mehasim nafka. I learned already from Vayikra. It says, L'kohen hamakribosa lo siyeh. If I'm able to be part of the avoda, then of course, whoever does the akrava is able to do the achila as well. So therefore, when we say you get to do avoda, you get to do achila, I don't need to tell you that you get to do achila of what you did avoda on. That's a no-brainer. Because it says in Vayikra, again, whoever Kohen is involved in the Hakrava, in the offering, gets to have that item as well. So then what does it mean, Kechelik Yovedu? Yochelu, I'm sorry, what does that mean? Elor, that means Lechem upon him. It means that what would we tell you now you're allowed to eat? Even things that you did not do a voda with. Lechem upon him, once you're there, everyone gets a piece of Lechem upon him as well. Yachol Af. Maybe you'll tell me what it should really mean. You get to eat even things that are not coming, that are baos, lo mach masaregel, that are not coming because of the holiday, because of some other reason. Nadavi, nadavos, nadarim, whatever it would be. Tamalomar, levad mkarav alavos. And that possibly quoted earlier. Not including, this opportunity to eat is not including that which is Mimkarav avos. What does that mean? Mamachra avos does that. What did the avos sell or bargain or deal with each other? What was the deal they made with each other? Ani b'shabasi v'ata b'shabascha. I get this Shabbos, you get that Shabbos. That's the deal that we made. That's what it means over here. Mimkar avos. Mimkarav avos. That which they made the deal together. I get this Shabbos, you get that Shabbos. That's not included in the chol avos nafshoh you can eat. You don't get to eat those things. What each proper Mishmar that was supposed to be there that week gets the things that were not coming because of the regal. Or the actual thing we learned out at Lechem Upanim was unique, that it was split up among everyone even though it was not Machmas HaRegel. That was still part of it. We learned from a special drasha, a special limud of a new achil you get to be part of. What was that achil referring to? That was the achil of the Lechem Upanim, and everything else is excluded because it says Mim Karav Alavos, something unique that was Davka for each Av. This is my Shabbos, this is your Shabbos. Those things were unique and limited to the mishmar of that regal. Okay. Last thing we're going to do right now together is the lengthy one that we'll have. But Seres, we said Amar Lo Helech. You know, Helech. The order we had is important. Helech Matzah, Helech Chametz. Here's your Matzah. Here's your Chametz. Now, the next Mar sounds like a little bit of a tangible. We'll see in the end why we are bringing this up right now. Itmar, it was stated. Rav Amar Sukkah V'Achach Zman. Rav Baruchan Amar Zman V'Achach Sukkah. In a case, in a scenario Rashi points out, when I did not say Shechianu yet, I didn't say my Shechianu, and comes along the first day of Sukkot, And by the way, that's what we do. By the way, we usually say Shacharim on sukkahs. But let's say back in the day, we mentioned earlier on, when they built the sukkah, or they were mechadish something, they would say it. But here now, we're talking about in our case over here, was when you didn't do that, and we don't do that. So what happens when you have the first day, or the first time you get in the sukkah, you can say Shachianu, and you still have to make leishev sukkah? What comes first? Rav says, sukkah, leishev, v'achakach zman, then Shachianu. Rav Rechana omer zman, Shachianu, and afterwards leishev, sukkah. Rav omer sukkah, v'achakach zman, why? Why does it come first? Because chiyuv d'yom ha'adif, whatever is going on in that day. Meaning Shachianu is not a unique sukkahs bracha. It's a bracha you make with many festivals, many holidays, many occasions. But sukkah is unique. So that's a chiyuva de yoma is preferred. Is adif. Start with that one. Sukkah is more specific to the day. Shachianu is about many types of days. Start with the one that's preferred, is the one that's related to that day. And therefore, sukkah, relationship with sukkah should come first. It's preferred. Baba Barchana Amar, Zman, Vyachak sukkah. No, start with Shachianu and then do sukkah afterwards. Why? We mentioned this the other day as well. Tadr v'shein v'tadir, tadr kodim. If I got to pick one that's more common, one that's less common, I start with one that is more common. Shachianu comes up more frequently than sukkah. Sukkah comes up one time for 7 days in a row. Shachianu comes up multiple times. Every holiday we have a Shachianu. And therefore, Shachianu is a tadir. And tadr v'shein v'tadir, tadir would be kodim.
We had it by,
if you had to pick the shir, what shir you want to say first, the Shabbos one, or the other one, the one on the holiday, so we do the other one first, Rosh Chodesh, to highlight that it's the Zman of Rosh Chodesh. But it's an important halacha. Let's say I happen to...
It goes against the Tadir.
Correct. The Gemara asked, knew about Tadir? The Gemara answered. The Akasha, we may ask, let's say I count my leishevs. I'm a big eater. I like to eat a lot. Svardim, apparently, they eat more often. They say Shechina more often than... I mean, leishev more often than we do. If they would say the whole time... In the sukkah, they would still make it each meal you suggest, even though I think it's not true, but we haven't finally answered that yet. But let's suggest, though, that you were... So that's your answer you're giving me. Okay, so even if it wasn't batal daitam, let's say in the end everyone ate.
Which batal daitam from the sukkah?
What is it called? Adam? What is it from the sukkah?
The ring?
That's not what I was thinking of.
I'm picking up. But like the call Adam, where do we say that right? We say someone was makbid to. No. Person only eats one meal. No, that's definitely lashon. We have that lashon. Yeah, what do you say?
Think. With the pillows and the blankets.
Yes, that's correct. Not that heavy.
No, not that.
To try, yeah, exactly. Top dollar and aleph. Top of dollar and aleph.
Is it dollar and aleph?
I think so.
It's definitely dollar and aleph.
Yeah, butler that's called dollar and aleph. Yeah.
Regarding
that, if you want to keep it less than 20 amos, so you want to raise the floor a little bit. Excellent. Butler dietate the clothing. Excellent. Very good. Dal den, the den. When you want to make your den into a bigger lower den. What does it stand for? Maybe it is den. How do you know it's not den?
Not den.
How do you know?
Might be door. Doorbell.
Rav Chana goes after Tadir.
Rav Chana goes after Tadir. Oh, my point. Sorry, I'll tell you an important line, important halacha you should just understand. Halacha is as follows. It's not how often you say it. It's how often it comes around. Meaning, again...
So all of a sudden
comes
one?
Yes. It comes once a year for 7 days. But it doesn't matter how often you say it. And I'll tell you how we know that.
What point are you talking about?
Leishev. Shachana comes up many times. What's the proof? What's the support we have this idea? When you have L'davar Hashem Ori... Sorry. L'davar Hashem Ori, and you have Barchi Nashi.
We don't say this.
Really? What happens? Which you say more often... Doshim Ori, you say much longer. Barachi Nafshi, you say... But so Doshim Ori is one period of time. Barachi Nafshi... 40 days even. Yeah, we say from the beginning of Elul till Shemini Atzeres. No, till... Yeah.
50 days.
Yeah. So even though it's you say more often, it's said one stretch of time. Tadir only works is how often it appears, not how many times you say it.
Machlokes, and if the Kiyah Trua is one unit,
okay,
or each one is an individual.
Yeah,
one.
That's maybe. It's a similar idea. It's like a Shiras Omer. Is it each one is its own mitzvah, or is one long mitzvah? Okay, back in the Gemara. Says the Gemara we have right now. Kodem lema Rav Rabbi Rachana plukta de beisham beisil kripuki. Let's suggest that Rav Rabbi Rachana, their machlokas that they have right now, what comes first, leishev or shechianu, is actually could be found built into a machlokas beisil beishamai. We're about to court right now. Tan Rabban, we have learned the following thing in the Brisa. There are multiple machloksim that we have, and it's found in the Sechs Brachos, that you'll find where we have debate between Hillel and Shammai regarding behaviors that take place in a meal. And among them, when you're making Kiddush on Friday night, what comes first? The Shabbos part or the Yayin part? So Beis Shammai says you first do the Shabbos part, then you do the yayin part afterwards, whatever the yom is, and then the yayin afterwards. That's not what we do, right? We do like Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel omrim, yivarach al yayin, and afterwards make a bracha on the yom. Now, what's the machlokas? Beis Shammai omrim, yivarach al yom, yivarach al yayin, shayom gorim le'ayin she'avo. That, number one, the yom is what's bringing the wine out, because since it's Shabbos, we use the wine right now, and therefore, the yom should be preferred. And also, ukvar kiddush hayom v'adayin yayin lova. And already, right now, it's already Zman of Shabbos. You already accept the Shabbos, already considered a holiday, and we haven't had wine yet. So make mention Shabbos first. Ubeis Hill Omrim, no. First Yayin, then Yom. Why? Shayirin Gorim, the Kiddusha Shate Amer. That Yayin caused, Yayin brought, without Yayin, Rashi was out of here, or without Pas, one of those two, Yayin or bread, but without one of those two, you couldn't say Kiddush. So the Yayin is what allows you to say Kiddush. So mention the Yayin first. And then, like Beis Shammai had two answers, so did Beis Hillel, Davar Acher, brought Berchas Ayayin Tadira, Berchas Ayom Ein Tadira, Tadir Ein Tadir, Tadir Kodem. So now we have Tadir being a din of Beis Hillel, and also we mentioned earlier a din of Rabbi Arachana. So it's Gemara Lema, and we always know Lemas are rejected, but Lema Rav, Amar Ke Beis Shammai, Rabbi Arachana, Amar Ke Beis Hillel. Since Beis Hillel said Tadir Shein Tadir Kodem, and Rabbi Arachana also pointed out, say Shech Yanu first, let's put those two machloksim on the same side. So I'm the charav. Rav says not so fast. Oh no, the Amri, I who said you should first say leishem besukkah, and then we say shechianu. Afilu beis hillel. Beis hillel would agree with me also. I can look Amri beis hillel. Hasla beis hillel only said what they said over there by the Shabbos meal. El shayin gorim the kiddush shatei amir, because the yayin brought the kiddush to be said. Without yayin, you don't say kiddush. Aval halcha, but in our case of leishem besukkah or shechianu. He loves man. If it wasn't Shechianu, Milor Min and Sukkah. Okay, Shechianu may be more Tadir, but if he didn't have Shechianu, we still say Leishma Sukkah. As a matter of fact, that's what we do. I mean, how we do. But every other day you have, besides the first night, if you don't say Shechianu, you still say Leishma Sukkah. They're not dependent upon each other. Rav's, they still said they did because it was dependent on each other, so I had to pick which one I should say first. But here it's not dependent, and it's better to say the one that's more unique to the day, and that is Sukkahs. Rabbi Rachan, Amar Lecha, he'll say back to you, don't only put me with Beis Hillel, and I'm reading Beis Shammai. Even Beis Shammai agrees with me. Akaluk Amri Beis Shammai Hasam. Beis Shammai only said what they said over there by the meal, that you first say the Yayin, then you say afterwards the Yom. Correct. Thank you. Beis Shammai said first say the Yom, then afterwards you say the Yayin. So Yom Gorim Le'an Shevo, because the Yom causes the Yayin to be said. That's why he's saying Yayin right now, because the day is holy. Aval Hacha over here, Ilav Sukkah. You wouldn't be able to say Leishem Sukkah. Let's say you didn't have a Sukkah. Rashi was over here, you're traveling, you're a traveler, you're in no place to sit in a sukkah right now. Milo Amrina Zman, you wouldn't say Shechianu, you still Shechianu. Not related to the actual hut itself. Tznan, here we have our discussion we're bringing right now. That's why I brought our Mishnah down. What's that? To the Mishnah. One line, it's one line, it's right there, one line later. Says the Gemara, Darsh Rabbi Nasan. I skipped in there, right? Tznan, Batzeres Omer Lecha, Helich Matzah, Helich Chametz. By Atzeres, what do they say first? Here's your matzah. Here's your chametz. One second. Here's your matzah. Why is matzah first? Which one is unique to the day? The chametz. She'el lechem an shavuos is chametz. Why are you saying matzah first? V'ahacha the chametz ikker u'matzah tafel. Chametz is the main part of that day. That's the chivud yoma. V'katani helech matzah v'helech chametz. You switch the word around. Shuv to the rav. Kashan rav. Am the charav. No, t'nahi t'machlokas. You should know. You're right. If that's what everyone agreed with, then I'd be in trouble. But that's not what everyone says. The Tavu Lina Brisa, Helich Matzah, Helich Chametz. But Abba Shaul, Omer, Helich Chametz, Helich Matzah. I'm not knocked out. It's true, that doesn't knock me, but Abba Shaul's like me. Darush Rav Nachman, Bar Rav Chizda, Lok Tiri Rav, De Amar Sukkah, Vachach Zman. Rav Nachman, Bar Rav Chizda says, we don't do like Rav said, which is Sukkah, and then Shechianu, not Leisha and Shechianu, El Azman, Vachach Sukkah, first Shechianu, and then Leisha and Sukkah. Rav Sheshes, Braid Rav Idi, Amar, no. We do like Rav. Sukkah, first Leishiv, and afterwards, Akach Zman. V'hilchasa, we paskin. Sukkah, V'akach Zman. That's what we do as well. Mishmar Shizmano Kavua. We're almost done. V'shar Karbonos Sibur. La'suyimai. We have this whole list, we said, and also all Karbonos Sibur. What's that coming to include? So you parlem davar shal tzibur v'seirei avodas kuchavim. If there was a korban that was being brought now because the tzibur made a mistake in psak halacha and therefore we all made a mistake, something that's chayav kares, we give a korban called parlem davar shal tzibur. And therefore, if that was brought in this day, that also would be given only to the mishmar that's currently that day. And the tzibur v'seirei was if that same bezin made a mistake and that mistake involves something about a zara and they bring in this unique korban tzibur, which is the seirei avodas kuchavim. That also would be brought and offered by the Mishmar that was that day. Gemara says in the very, very end, Umakavus a kol, that he would offer everything. Lasuye mai, what's that coming to include? Lasuye kaitz mizbech. Kaitz means like a dessert. The extras. What does it mean, extras in the mizbech? So Rashi was over here, there are certain things that were offered regularly. And if you had like a break in the action, you give a korban tumid, and there was no nidarim and nidavos to be offered now, and the mizbech is sitting idle. Should never be idle. If it's idle, you should offer more olos. And you had money that was kept. Rashi was out in the shofros and the special horns that you would put money in. And whenever you need to, when you had a lull in the action, there was nothing to do. You took the money, you bought a korban, you gave a korban olos because baruchu. That also was given to the mishmar. That was that week's. That's what it means over here. We'll stop over here and later tomorrow. We will have our final part of the perek and the mesechta, shir number 101 coming up soon.
All right, Bashem.